The call had come at 3 a.m. that morning. Michael's gruff, anguished voice, so alien from its normal, irreverent tone that I loved so much.
Britt. Oh, God.
Michael? What is it?
Your mother. It was a car accident, a drunk driver. They said, the doctors, I mean, they said they tried everything, but...
The bottom dropped out of my belly. The icy cold of the realization had caused me to nearly drop my phone. I lurched up in my bed, ignoring the irritated complaint of my roommate in the dormitory bed on the opposite wall. I sat up and pressed my forehead against the cool pane of the window, staring blindly at the lit quad outside. I had to force myself to take a breath so I could speak again. But somehow the sense of my stepfather's pain overrode my own, and all I could think of was how to comfort him in spite of the deep ache of loss that settled itself in my own belly. I knew what was coming, as much as I hated it. What happened? Michael's anguished sob had hit my ear next, and in the midst of it, when he could find breath for words, all I heard was,
"She's gone, Britt. Oh, God, she's gone."
The rest was a blur. A solid shift of necessity in the midst of grief. None of it registered as I made the calls and clicked the keys to secure a ticket back to New York. Some small part of me had considered Mom to be immortal. I failed at that prediction. How many more would I fail at? Michael's voice echoed in my mind now as I disembarked, its cadence a disturbing juxtaposition to the flash of his face in my mind after that erotic dream. "She's gone." I couldn't reconcile his anguished words with the sound of his voice in my dream. Even if it hadn't been his when I dreamed those things, that was all I heard when I recalled the images now. My decade-long crush on the man was something I'd struggled to put behind me. He was married to my mother, after all. To him, I'd always been a child, no matter how grown up I'd considered myself when he came into our lives. Not only was I barely a teenager when we met, I was also Margaret Vale's daughter. Margaret Vale was the strongest, most beautiful woman I'd ever known. The figure I aspired to. Tears threatened to break through even as I wrestled my overstuffed carry-on down from the overhead. A large hand grabbed it and handed it to me. I was too choked up to even force out a simple thank you. Mom had been a force to be reckoned with in the city. After a successful Broadway career when she was younger, she'd switched gears entirely. She'd been a city council member for the last 2 years, with what everyone said would be a dazzling political career to come. Women as driven as she was couldn't just die. She had too much to live for. I was only 22, and I knew enough because she'd drilled it into me for the last 10 years. The fact that she was drop-dead gorgeous didn't hurt her prospects. She didn't need a man in her life, she'd said on so many occasions. Yet, she'd married Michael anyway, claiming he needed her, and who would she be if she didn't help those in need? Michael was a rebel, or at least that was his reputation in the society pages. He was just as rich as he was ruthless and calculating. I never really learned that side of him until I was thousands of miles away and read about him on the news. The most recent victory of his had resulted in the hostile takeovers of several mid-sized, failing companies. The news had painted him alternately as a thief and a saint. He'd made millions, but he'd saved hundreds of people's jobs in the process. To me, he was still the handsome younger man Mom had taken under her wing for reasons that were still a mystery to me, considering how successful he already was at the time.